κάθε κατεκίνη. Βάρντε μπάγκι, χάρε τσαπνά. Βάρντε μπάγκι, χάρε τσαπνά.
My beloved guru of the forest and my beloved forest dwellers. Learning to be true with myself, allowing the confusion and feelings and emotions to go. What is happening with me now is what happens the whole time here in the forest. The sun is coming up, the rain comes, the blue sky invites me to be happy. The white and the heavy clouds comes, then the storm, the lightning, the thunder, and then the enchanting rainbows. Everything goes on dissolving into a new moment, and this is how I feel. So beautiful, learning to live happy in the light and without the fear of flying high with you. Life is the best gift. Everything is being taken care of. My being is taken care of and blessed in Ish Satsang. I can see more clearly things as they are. Gratitude, eternal gratitude. Yours, Devamani. So now, you are more in tune. You wrote me before, but then I had to wait. And this is why I wait sometimes, because I know that slowly, slowly, by being here, you are coming back to yourself. Otherwise, you have 1,000 different problems. And people write to me about everything, from their mothers to their children, to their relationships, to what job to take, all kinds of things, all confusion. Fears and guilt and anger, problems, not getting in touch with themselves and being hopeless. That's what I said, just sit, relax. Things will dawn on you when you're coming back to yourself. And this is how it is when you're coming back, then everything is like it is around you, you fall in tune. You become quiet. That's the beautiful thing in nature, because everything is harmonious around you. Only thing that you are not in harmony, so you can't feel that. So many times when you come to silent places, then it's even worse, because you don't know how to be in silence. There is no silence inside. That takes time. And again, that is why I have long retreats, so you have time to come back to yourself. Not only come back, but to settle there. Otherwise, you wouldn't learn your lessons. It's very unique what is happening here, because I work on you on many different levels. Many places you can go, even to enlightened teachers, and they just talk. Very difficult to get any transformation from just talking. You already have enough talking. And it's very difficult to meditate by yourself. You have to create an environment in yourself of this sacredness, of this silence. And I go on reminding you every retreat, know when you come in touch with it, take very good care of it. Make it part of your day. If it's not possible here, it's not possible anywhere for you. Because wherever there is an enlightened being who has a gathering, it becomes magnified. That energy becomes magnified. Because more and more people fall in tune with the Master. So it becomes like a magnet of positive energy that you can rise. Normally you go down, the mind is going down. Your spirit, your soul is going up. And that is what is happening in satsang. Around any mystic, and if it's not happening, then it's not worth to be there. So if you try to meditate, first you are not stabilized in yourself, then you try to meditate in the city, only negative unconscious energy around you is very difficult, because only disturbing energies. But if you are interested in the peace, if you are interested in meditation, if you are becoming more and more in tune with the Master, with yourself, then, of course, the nature is a big support. No? Normally, people are not aware of that. We are just getting aware that we are destroying the planet, polluting the waters, the air, noise pollution, but you are not aware of the mental and emotional pollution. Because the cities are more like a big madhouse. All minds can go wild. So it's a negative energy, unconscious energy. Then for one person it's very difficult to be stabilized in meditation. Yes, it comes a time where it doesn't matter. But then it happens everywhere. But even then, it's nicer to listen to the river than to listen to the trucks. So this is something you have to take in. If you have a nourishing place for yourself, that's why truth will always challenge you. Because in your mind, in your habits, you are drawn to the unconscious. That is the easy, to be unconscious. To be conscious, to be happy, to be free, means you have to go up, upward. That is much more an effort. Up the mountain you have to walk, it's very hard. Down you can just roll now. So it's again, I remind you, you have to start integrating that and looking at your own life. What are you doing? How do you live? So you can incorporate this more and more into your life. That you have like a sanctuary, you know. Otherwise, every retreat, you become connected. Because that is the energy. This is an energy field here, where you can get lifted. But then you have to take care of it. When you are in it, you think it's always there. And in fact, it's always there. But maybe it's not stabilized in you yet, so you have to be very careful. It's like when you are lost in your confusion or darkness, you cannot think that there's light somewhere. You are lost in the darkness. But remember, things come and go. So make your life more and more conscious. And if you have a hard time, be patient, just look. And that's why I didn't answer you before, Devamani, because I knew. Slowly, slowly, now she's with me again, it will settle, becoming in tune. Just relax. Silence is the greatest teacher. Beloved Babaji, this letter I would like to write to you is the same as the answer to the question we've been answering these days. Who are you? Nothing said could reach this truth, but because I'm able to hear this inner voice and feel the power it has, I can receive your words in satsang, not only as words, but as a hug, a care, as love. And just to realize this connection happening has been transforming my being. And that's how transformation is. You don't need to do much. It's just to fall in tune. That's the alchemy. Doing, you cannot do much. Yes, in the beginning you have to do something. If you're stuck in the mud, you have to do an effort to get out of the mud. I feel different. Sometimes I clearly see I'm acting differently from before, and I'm feeling different inside. To function from love only can be a surprise in certain moments. It's very absurd, this, but I think it's because we are used to defending ourselves all the time. Yeah, it will be very new when you start functioning more out of love, out of truth, out of clarity. Because you are not used to it. You are used to living in dreams, no? Then everything is unclear. And ordinary people, they don't speak the truth. That's why they blabber so much. It's very seldom you can really trust what people are saying. Because they don't trust themselves. So then it becomes a lot of blabber instead. Even if they say something, they don't really mean it. They create a situation for themselves all the time because they don't speak the truth. Then even after, you can confront them and say, but you said that. Yeah, but it's not really what I meant. Then confusion. And then they are so unsure about themselves that they maybe have to talk with somebody else again because they don't take decisions themselves. Then they have to have a meeting with somebody else to see, or with some friends. What do you think about the situation? More confusion. And so it goes, more and more confusion. Because nobody see clear where they are. They don't really mean what they say. It would be so easy if people really stood up for what they say. But they don't. And that's why it's always you don't trust people. Because you have seen that whatever they say, even your boyfriend, even your girlfriend, even your family, you don't really believe it. Because you have your own experience that this was a lie. All these games goes on till you become aware yourself. Only when you drop out of it, then you see it. That doesn't mean that somebody else won't play the games. But what it means, slowly, slowly, you will see the games and you won't get entangled in them. So it is new in the beginning and it feels strange because it's a totally different side of your being. Now you start coming out of clarity, of truth. You might be surprised yourself what you would say. And that you don't need to talk with somebody else to find out what you really mean. I see this as a learning process. I'm having fun in this exercise of living. The sensation is that, obviously, nothing can go wrong, that there is something much higher and beyond any stupid games of our ego that is taking good care of everything. Yes, that is the truth. That's just how it is. If you can live your life like that, you are happy, no problem. So easy. It's something else. But if you are going to run your life out of the ego, out of your mind, then it will be mucho problema. Or should I say, muito problema. You have heard of Indian givers, no? Indian givers, they give you something and then they come afterwards and they say, I like that back. And that doesn't need to be a thing. It can be something they said, it can be something they've done, but they don't really mean it. That's an Indian giver, no? Because, maybe it wasn't so good. That means in a moment where you were open, or maybe you even give it because you know, maybe I can get something back in another way. That's people are like that also. Indian giver. They give something. Or they donate something. And then, no, maybe I didn't really mean that. I want it back. Maybe some profit for me. Money corrupts everybody. Sex, desires, corrupts everybody. Power, games, fame, corrupts everybody. This is ice cream for the ego. That's why the saints always said, just surrender. I surrender body, mind, and wealth. Why wealth? Because you are so attached to it. It's ice cream for the ego. Not that the saint needs the money, but you need to get rid of this clinging that they will bring you something. And nothing can happen really when you are with a mystic, with a guru, before you are ready to give everything. Like Jesus told the fisherman that he met by the beautiful, in those days it was beautiful, the lake, and they were fishing. And then they met him, and they said, wow, what a beautiful man. And look at those eyes and what he's saying. Just pure poetry. We want to come with you. And he said, come. It's a beautiful day. Come. Then after a few steps, no. I have to fish. I have to finish fishing because my family needs the fish. And he said, drop these nets. I will show you how to catch man. Don't just catch fish. I will show you how to catch man. That is what these Jesus are doing. They is catching man, not just fish. And not only catching them, but saving them. No? But then you have to be willing to let go of the lower. You have to get willing to get rid of your fish, of your family, of your wealth, of your ideas, of your identity. That's the meaning. Forget the past. Come with me. Otherwise, you cannot walk far. Then again, the mind comes. So have fun with Maya. It is magical how you hit my heart so sharply, the way you manage to say exactly what I long for to listen. I can only say what your heart and your soul long to listen, because I'm just speaking the truth. So if that's what you want, which is what is happening in satsang, to be with somebody who is settled in the truth, to be together, be in tune in the truth, then you are at the right place. But if you have some other ideas, then it might be problematic. It is so exciting to listen. It is as if you know all the minimum details of my life. I know. You cannot keep any secrets from me, because I know. Because life is life. When you know life, you know. You know all the games then. But that doesn't mean that you know. And that's why you get stuck in them many times. And that's how you, maybe, you learn your lesson, with the ups and downs. But when you know, then you step out of it. You are not interested in the games anymore. Up till that time, you have to suffer, no? You have to chase your dreams. Then you have to try to live your dreams. Then you have to be disappointed when the dreams didn't give you what you wanted. Then maybe you learn. Either you can learn or you will suffer more. Why me? Why me? Some people go that way and then they close down. Why is God so mean with me? Me. Because you're so unconscious, you're asleep. then if you learn, then you maybe, you investigate yourself, you look, then you rise above, you learn your lesson. If you don't learn your lessons, then again and again and again and again. It is as if you know all the minimum details of my life and felt the exact point where my heart and soul are, and you reach me with such and power. I've read in the book of Yogananda something that touched me very deeply, and it is always coming to me since then. When I finally meet my master, he says, met my master, he taught me only from the magnificence of his example, the measures of the true man, the real man. I feel these words with an immense gratitude. To have you here in front of me, Babaji, you are the most beautiful expression of God in the form of a man. This is how it is. The Yogananda talk about the master. When I finally met my master, he taught me only from the magnificence of his example, the measure of the real man, the true man. That's what I say, that you don't need, the master doesn't need to have any teaching. He's teaching by his own example. That is the true religion, it's not in the books. Nobody transforms by reading the books, the holy books. Only by imbibing the spirit, the life spirit. That's why in India they always have said, you won't make it, you won't wake up if you don't find an alive master. And then that master might not even say much. It is by the example, it is by the energy, it is by his presence. Thank you for helping me to see I'm alone, silent and peaceful. Yes. And that this quietness has also a huge power, able to handle anything. Of course you can handle anything. You are here. Otherwise, God wouldn't have put you here. God is not mean. He won't put you here if you're not able to handle it. It's just your limited ideas. Let's expand, grow. You can handle everything. I just long to be more and more open to the deepest truth of my being. I know that this wonder will always be here. I am so lucky. I love you, my master, with smile. It seems like you are very lucky. It's not many that is so lucky that they come to satsang now. And then even more lucky that you see what is happening there. You understand in your own heart what is possible there, no? Kabir says, nobody has found God without the living master. It is his help is what makes it possible. You find your thirst and he will do the rest. And remember, without any thirst, any longing, not even an enlightened master can help you. That is the only criterion. You find your thirst, your longing, and he will do the rest. You have to become an empty vessel so you can get filled. You know, the fun stuff. In the darkness, there's no fun. You bang your head into the wall all the time. Then. Pound, pound, pound. Mukunda is smiling now. It's not so bad after all. I thought you don't want to come. Only the prior in Italy, nice. Too cold there, no? But you see, something else is happening here. You remember now? How does it feel?
Very good. Really good. I'm not on the beach in Italy, but I'm very hot. Feeling very hot inside. When I'm in satsang, I forget everything, even the spaghetti. It's something with satsang. I forget everything. Even pasta. It's left my mind. My mind. Where is my mind? Mamma mia, I lost my mind. Where I am, who am I? Mamma mia. But it feels good. So who cares? Feels good. Beloved Babaji, now I can see the prison that I have created around me and the chains I have put onto myself. This ego making me behave in such a stupid way. It sounds funny now, realizing it. It is very funny. And it makes you behave in a stupid way because you are a free man, young man, and then walking around trying to dance with chains. Looks very stupid. That's how the ego is. It always keeps you in control and holds you back. I have started to live out of consciousness now, out of awareness, and I want to do it not only in the retreats, in the meditations, but in every action I do in this body, every step, every breath. Take it easy now. No, you had a good taste, but don't become like a professional yogi. All the time I have to be aware. Then again, you're putting chains on you. Every action, every step, every breath. Don't fall into that trap. No, I invited you into the pub. You tasted it, how it is to be conscious, no, have awareness, how good it feels. But don't take it serious. Be relaxed. Don't ask yourself of two modes. You go from one opposite. First, totally unconscious and chained. No, free, but now, every moment. No, the journey normally is not, it can happen, but that is one out of a million. And remember, is even only one out of a million who starts the journey. And one out of those millions, they have maybe that it stays. They are so ripe. Be compassionate with yourself, relax. At least you will be more aware in your body, you will be more aware in every step and every breath. And you will forget, but then when you remember, become aware again. That's how you do it. Because the mind will forget. But just catch yourself whenever you remember, then stop, become aware again, and start more conscious. So slowly, slowly you integrate it in your actions. It's impossible to go from one opposite to the other. You don't build Rome in a day, and definitely not yourself. It takes time. There's many things that is unorganized in there. But now, to fix it, of course, you need the awareness. Out of consciousness, out of awareness, you can fix everything. But just do it in a relaxed way. Otherwise, you can make that also into a tension. I'm feeling this so strongly that more and more I see the ego functioning and more it loses the strength. The more and more I see the ego functionings, the more and more it loses its strength, as if it is getting ashamed. That is right, Vadi. Because the ego can only function, it can only be there in unconsciousness, in darkness. So no, the light of awareness, the ego disappears by itself. If you are totally identified as an ego in darkness, which many people live and die, then you never have a conscious insight in your own awareness, your own light. So on one side is total darkness, on the other side is total light. That is the whole journey. But remember, you have many different sections. But if you come from total darkness and then have 1% light, it's already mind-boggling, because it's proof that there is light. So don't stop there. Then when it's 10%, it's wow! You can't handle it. What to say when it becomes 70%? Then very little darkness left. Then if you go to all 100%, then only awareness, no darkness. And the ego is totally evaporated, because ego was darkness. If it's 50%, then 50-50 comes and goes. And so it goes. That's why all the Buddhas say, don't stop. Don't stop before it's only light. I'm feeling this so strong that the more and more I see this ego functioning, and the more and more it loses its strength, as it's getting ashamed. It's getting very ashamed. In fact, not only ashamed, but it's dying. And that's why it can come up with many, many tricks. Because it's used to being in control. Time has finally come to live in a completely different way. I am being born again, Master. I want to let go, to empty myself, to be one with you and existence.
Very good.
And nothing is holding you back, is it?
No.
How does that feel? This big smile, no? Big smile. Very good. Thank you so much for this clarity. No, I will need your support more than ever. And more than ever, I feel in tune with the Beloved. I love you, Master Vadi. Yes. This is the only love, how love can happen, that you feel this yourself, you know. Now you have touched the beauty in yourself, then only can you recognize the beauty in the Master, the truth of the Master. Otherwise, it's just a mental thing. And that's how in the East, even they still do all the pranams, they bow down, but it's just a habit. It's not out of their consciousness. When it happens out of their consciousness, out of their own realization, then it's really worth something. It comes from the heart itself. But if it's just a habit, just the conditioning, it's useless. That's the clarity I want to give you. So you can see yourself. And then out of that clarity, out of that awareness, then more love will come. Then surrender will happen. Then melting will happen. It's bound to be like that. Because it's nothing to do with you. It has to do with the deep understanding of how things are. Beloved Master, today is my fourth sannyas anniversary and I feel to express my deep gratitude and love to also my teacher Bhagavati for having had the love and generosity to take me to you. You are only 4 years? You can walk now? That means that you can walk? Talk also? Write also? Run! But can you fly? It's good, your gratitude to your teacher Bhagavati, but also Bhagavati always had a big heart. She has a big heart. But I had to fix her also, no? Because knowledge won't come anywhere here. She had too much knowledge, no? I had to clean her. Then, more space for the heart. But that you don't know before, after this head knowledge is gone, no? Now she's very happy also. But her heart always knew it. 4 years ago, the light of your eyes hit me like lightning, igniting a fire that is slowly burning layers and layers of unnecessary burdens. And after these 4 years, for the first time, it is clear that the peace I find in myself now is not enough. I want more.
I want to see what you see. I see you. So see yourself. And you see what I see. I want to feel what you feel. I want to enter into your world of shining light and burn and disappear. Beloved, I want to run naked and free in the fields of God. Good. You can practice in this field. It's pretty safe, only sannyasins, they know that things can happen. We had satsangs in Florianopolis before I found this place in Ibirakera, and then we were close to the beach in this hotel. And then I remember after the dynamic, some of the sannyasins, they tore off their clothes, ran into the ocean screaming, running on the beach. And then we got complaints. This group was not so good. Not so good, the complaints that came from these people, because it was a very little upper class area. And when these people are out walking, the families and the children in the weekend, and then they see naked people running and yay! Of course, it was only one or two, but then we had to remind them that this is. You have to behave, you know, don't be stupid, because that's how the world is. You have to behave. Use your intelligence. That's the art, no? To be free doesn't mean to be stupid, no? So it was a good reminder. Some people, they have to take it all the way till there before they have to get told, no, that is not so good here. You want to scare these families and these children? That's not good. But people, they get blind, no? Even they feel they are, this is what Baba talks about. No. It's not like that. You have to behave in the outer world and even behave much nicer, much more conscious, much more beautiful than ordinary. And then inside you are free, no? That is the art, no? You have to incorporate it. But you just go deeper in yourself, then you see what I see. Anyway, I just want to tell that I'm 100% available with anything. Happily yours, Asmita. Look now how much have happened, no? Look at yourself 4 years ago, what happened, no? Isn't it fantastic? Beloved Swaha, it looks like planet Earth is going to be liberated from 26,000 years of the rule by dark forces very soon. Hopefully this means that people of the light will play a bigger part of society. So, as the light forces said, victory of the light, love from Vansiprasad. Vansiprasad! I was wondering when you would write me again. But this is worth waiting for. It's good news. Soon. After 26,000 years. Wow. I hope it happens real soon. And I hope it's not happening on a Monday. You know, 26,000 years, they talked about that in the old scripture. How come they can find that out from the past? That one, they said, is one great cycle. The Hindus talk about four yogas, 26,000 years for each term. No, the scientists also, they have found out that it takes 26,000 years around that. I mean, give and take, you know. Hello. To do one cycle. And you know, everybody knows the planet goes around like that 24 hours, one turn of Mother Earth. But then you have the axis of the planet that also moves a little bit, and that takes 26,000 years. And then maybe, as that move, it does something. Maybe they think that has something to do with the climate changes also. And of course, then you have a different directions towards the solar system, towards the stars. So then some stars, of course, will influence you more. So maybe this happening by itself. And in the old scriptures in India, then they said, no, we are in Kali Yoga. It's the dark time where people, the humans, have lost their direction. They are not connected with the light anymore. That is Kali Yoga. They are not trustworthy. They don't know what they talk about. The people who are running the place, the kings, the presidents, the rulers, they are all crooks, no? They are liars. They are hypocrites. That's what they said thousands of years ago. This will happen. That is the dark. That is Kali Yoga. People are entertaining themselves with all kinds of unnatural things. They are lost in drugs, in sexuality, in all kinds of ways. It's almost like hell, how they saw it in the past, how it will be. And it is. All that is happening now. That is Kali Yoga. And that they said long time, thousands, 100,000 years ago, the wise people. So maybe it is cycles like that, but when it will happen is very difficult to say. If it's in 2 years, or if it's in 2,000 years, or if it's in 20,000 years, this, because nobody is such a stopwatch there. And anyway, what is time? Time is a human thing. In reality, there is no time. And what happens has only to do anything that is happening in the physical realm. In the spirit realm, nothing happens. So it doesn't really matter. But it's very good news. And many people, they are living on that. Even so-called enlightened people, they are going on talking about that. You had this Bhagwan and Amar in India, they said, in the 90s, they said, in the 2012, I will have 60,000 enlightened people, and we're going to lift the whole consciousness of planet Earth. Just get involved in my business, then everything will be fine. 2012, I think that is like 4 or 5 years ago. Nothing happened. Then quiet. No, you have other people, they talk about, oh, in 2025. Then they're preparing, get people involved. Now it's happening again. Nobody can say that. But one thing is for sure, it will have to change. And it is changing. It is definitely changing. Satsang had never happened before in this country, before I came up. Things are happening, is the proof. This is a total Eastern thing. They don't know anything about satsang, they don't know anything about devotion, they don't know anything about consciousness. It's a dark continent, the whole West. Things are happening, and it's happening all over the world. People are waking up. So things are happening, but on the other side is a much more confusion, much more lost people also, who do more and more dark things. So maybe the only way is that some total catastrophe will happen. More tidal waves, more earthquakes, more atomic war. That half of humanity maybe will go. Then maybe we learn. Because that's how stupid the masses are. They don't learn before they have to learn. It's like when you have an accident and you break your leg, then you realize, oh, so good to have both legs. When you get cancer and you get healed, wow, it can transform people. But they needed that cancer, they needed that sickness, they needed that shock to wake up. No, here you can wake up without getting sick, without being stupid. That is the art of intelligence, the art of awakening, no? That you don't need to take it to such a limit. And that is how the masses are. They just go on and go on and go on and go on till they have to. Otherwise, and it has to be out in the media also, because the masses are listening to that. Like, oh, we didn't know it was harmful to smoke. We didn't know it was harmful to eat a kilo of sugar every day. People say that they give that to all the children. They've been giving me all the time. We don't know. We are brainwashed from the society, from the unconscious. And how to wake up the masses, that is a very hard task. Because truth and this journey of awakening is a very individual process. It's not like, now we are in the age of Aquarius. Kadush. No, you have to be worthy of it. The truth, the divine, the consciousness cannot descend into anybody if it's not pure enough. It's like, even if it comes, it is like you have an umbrella. The rain goes around you, it doesn't hit you. You have to be open for it. That only if you are aware. And never before it has been as bad as this. So it's very good news. Very soon, Panchipasad. Do you know when? What is very soon? Come on now, give me a...
Before October?
This year. Whata! Pong! But the good news is that for some people there is no dark forces. If you are a warrior of light, there is no dark forces. You have to have the spell of darkness. So even in the darkness you can be light. And that is the responsibility that I'm trying to teach everybody. You have to be responsible to make yourself into a shining light. That is awareness. That is the only thing we can do. You think really that by in October, Putin, Donald Trump, bang! The age of Aquarius, da 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 da. Let's see, it's not far, we can see now. But one thing is for sure, that all real knowledge is lost. And people behave more like unconscious pigs and animals than humans. That is the fact. So they have to reclaim their humanness. And maybe the only way for the masses is that we have disasters or something terrible happening. Because this is how it is. They say after the Second World War in Europe, everybody was in ecstasy. Everybody was together. Can you imagine 5 years of war and then peace came? Everybody was together and was celebrating. So disaster sometimes, it brings you together. I have been in places with disasters, with hurricanes, with floods. And afterwards, or during, people are really brought together. You forget everything. You become human. It's the shock of surviving. Then this instinct to help, we are together, we're in the same boat. Nobody is rich or poor. Nobody is a Hindu or a Muslim. Once you keep me updated. One thing, I totally agree with you, that the future looks so bright. I have to wear my shades. Where's my shades? I forgot them. And another thing that is even better news than 26,000 years, that here there is no dark forces. There is no dark forces here. Because you have places where there is more dark forces, then it's very difficult to raise, to rise, to grow. Because you get pulled down. Every place where the truth is, where consciousness is, then it becomes an attraction. It's like a magnet for light forces. Many light people without body is attracted to that, because it's the same family, no? You get attracted to where you have friends, no? And these people are attracted to places like this. It's always been like that. Normally people, they don't know about that, because they only see the physical, they don't see that which is invincible that you cannot see, that you cannot touch. There's a whole different reality that people miss out on if they only live in this dance world. So here, what it is getting created an energy field of light, of positivity, you know? And you get help from many positive light beings when this is happening, because that's what they want. Then you have places where it's very dark energy. Then darkness is attracted there, unconsciousness is attracted there. I have been to some places which is very dark energy. You know? I remember one village in Nepal, when I was walking there, it was almost impossible to sleep there because so much evil things and black magic had happened there. Maybe it was known to a village of the dark forces in the past. Many gruesome things had happened. So that energy will still be there. It will never be a place to go and meditate. Then I have been to places just the opposite. You just come into that area and you feel uplifted. Of course, you have to be a meditator to feel it. Otherwise, you don't feel anything. It's no different because you are too dense to feel it. In India, in the Himalayas, you have many places where for thousands of years they have meditated. And maybe hundreds of enlightened masters and saints and yogis have been. And when you come into that area, it's effortless, if you are a meditator, to come into a no-mind space, to a timeless space, because you are receptive to that. You have many places like that. I have been to caves, for example, where enlightened beings have been throughout history. And just going in there, everything disappears when you are receptive for that. You come out and you feel it's gone 100 years or 1,000 years. Everything is, you have no idea how long you have been in there, because you just evaporated. That's how powerful it is. And if you are receptive, then you also can get a lot of help, because these people want to help, no? To raise consciousness. That's why the Ganga is very holy and special in India also, because they say it's made of, in the distant past, out of an experiment. That's why it doesn't get polluted like other rivers. And it's very healing, and there's something in it from the past. And now even scientists, they have doesn't understand how come it doesn't get so polluted, because it's very polluted. And even bodies, they disintegrate very quick in the Ganga. Normally when you put the body in the water, it takes time. But in the Ganga, you have bodies there, and especially in Varanasi, that area in Benares, then some people, they wash their clothes and they brush their teeth and dead bodies is floating by. It's all part of life. How is it possible? And they don't get sick. It's totally amazing. I wouldn't brush my teeth though. That is another thing. But higher up, beyond Rishikesh and towards the source, there, of course, it has been like it was, and that's how it was through whole India in the past. And up there in the mountains, you have places that I have felt very welcomed, very welcomed. I even had a hard time to leave it again. That's how welcome I was. It's not like down on the plains, not like with the humans. The enlightened ones doesn't feel welcome. They know that you can get crucified down there. But up there in these places, you are just welcomed. Like you were showered with flowers, non-stop, that's how happy. Because even the Indian pilgrimage people, they don't feel, they just go and look around and then they leave. They don't have that sensitivity. But for a meditator who is in tune, it can be very, very effective to go to those places. It's charged for 10,000 years. This place will always also be a place like that. It will have a different feeling. They always said, even in Mevlana, all the people who come there, just ordinary visitors, they all say, wow, it's so amazing, so different energy. And people are so happy. What is happening here? Yeah, it's something you cannot see. It's something in the energy, it's something in the atmosphere there. That's why they make samadhis and mausoleums and mosques for these people when they leave the body, no? Because the energy can be still there if you are sensitive for it. For the gurus and the saints, then it becomes a different climate. Beloved, so blissful for being with you and no more aware. And with this awareness, love and joy arises, grateful for knowing that you are always with me. Feeling from this point, the journey with you starts. Thank you for this immensity that you are and for all the love you have been feeding us with. I was hungry and I didn't know. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you, Yogen. I'm happy, Yogen, that now the journey can start. Of course. But many people are like that. They have no idea when they come. You are not really seeking anything. You don't know what is happening. But by chance, you find yourself here. And slowly, slowly, this light will go through the density of your sleepiness, your darkness. Then you will feel that you have a different hunger, no? Jesus said, you can't live by bread alone. You are used to only bread, only crumbs. That's how everybody is. They used to just crumbs. Then Jesus comes and give you a taste of something else that is much more valuable and so good that you can forget about any bread. You forget about the physical. You forget about your habits. You forget who you are, who you were. That's when a new journey starts. Very good, Yogen. I was waiting for you. Now you see, so blissful for being with you, no more aware. And with the awareness, love and joy arise.
without this awareness, joy and love cannot arise. Everybody is seeking for love, for joy, but they have no awareness. First, you have to be worthy to recognize the joy and love. You had totally forgotten. That doesn't matter. Anyway, no, you had the connection with me that it wasn't conscious, this longing, this hunger. Then also you're lucky you're born into a very good family. What could you do? Your mother is totally with me. All your sisters is totally with me. Then what could you do? Just you're again alone somewhere. Now you understand. Now you understand why they're so crazy, you know, about me, no? Happy family, no? That's good. I don't give up before I have all. Then I'm happy. Feeling that from this point the journey with you starts, yes, it can only start out of awareness, out of this understanding. Otherwise it cannot start. No, you start from the right way. Then it's nothing that anybody tells you. It's your own understanding, no? That's what I'm talking about. It comes from the inside. And as you say, you didn't even know. I was hungry and I didn't know. Everybody is hungry and they don't know. And the mystic is there to remind them in some way, to trick them so they get in touch with this hunger again. And then you will be satisfied. Everybody is hungry but they don't know. And how lucky you are to find that hunger, because it changed everything. Eat me, drink me, he says. I also want to know the meaning of my sannyas. Know you are sannyas and also know, that's very good. Not only the name. Sannyas, it means exactly that. Your sannyas and all sannyas. It means that no, you are conscious on the path. You are going for something different, no? Otherwise, sannyas cannot happen. It has to be a conscious decision. Something, not only that you want, but you are pulled into like a magnet. That can come from your own understanding, no? Then you want more. No, you are thirsty. I see, you just want more now. It's a whole new life starting, no? A whole new journey. That is the meaning that, no, this is an invitation. Sannyas is an invitation into that feast of love and joy. But you have to be ready for it. You have to have tasted it. No? It has to be conscious. Then it's unending. Know the meaning of sannyas. There's sannyas we can talk about for the rest of the retreat. But maybe you mean your name also. And that means master of yoga. No? And yoga means union. It means oneness. It means to be in tune with the whole, with the master, with yourself, with existence. That is there. But you are not really a master yet, so don't let it go to your head. But you are now a disciple. Yeah.
And for a true disciple, everything is possible. And only a true disciple becomes a true master. Ah, at last, again. Very good.
I will climb into your ocean, I will sail into your shore.
I don't give up. As long as you sit there, you will have to change. The only way, I say, is if anybody escapes. That's the only way. But if you stay there, then you have to face yourself. Aum Shanti.
Of the age, I will turn up the fountain and fill this world with bliss. I will sing a song of joyful love and merge into your kiss. And I will stumble into beauty, recognizing that it's me. I will open up my heart and surrender unto thee. love. I am the light of love.